Prior to September the 10th, 1947, I had been a church member. I had been religious. I had gone to Sunday school all of my life. But I was a hypocrite. I was a religious hypocrite. I was a church member that did not know Jesus Christ. But on that particular date, I became a Christian. I became what the Bible calls a child of God. I became a disciple. I became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't join anything in order to do this. I didn't earn it, and still to date, I don't deserve it. But I realized for the first time that the Bible was true when it said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I believed God's record that I was a sinner without God, without hope, without Christ. As Paul put it to the Ephesians, I was dead in trespasses and sin. As the prophet Isaiah said, all my righteousnesses were as filthy rags. I was unclean like the leper. I was like the leaf, decaying. There was nothing I could do to please God, for they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But on that particular date, I became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the grace of God, through the power of his precious cleansing blood, I was born again. I was born anew. I was born of a spirit. Prior to that, I had had a physical birth some 20 years earlier. But on that particular day, I was born from above. And from that day to this, I have been saved by the grace of God. I have been on my way to heaven. Again, nothing in me deserving any of it. Had I got my just desert, I would have been in a burning hell many, many years ago. But God in his mercy, God, by his grace, provided me with the gift of eternal life. He provided me and has given me his word of assurance that I shall be with him for all eternity. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus said it, and I believe it. And that's why I have every scriptural right to call myself, by the grace of God, a believer, a Christian, one of his children, a disciple who is following him as he outlined it in the Word of God. I want to ask you today, friend of mine, are you a believer? Oh, I can hear somebody say, well, listen, I've always been a believer. No, you haven't always been a believer, because there was a time when you weren't able to believe. You had to be taught before you could believe. And my second question is, what do you believe? Do you believe the Bible to be the Word of God, the inspired, inerrant Word of God? Do you believe the Bible is true when it says that you're a sinner? Do you believe the Bible is true when it says that you're guilty? And as a guilty sinner, as one who has rebelled against God, you deserve his punishment, his banishment, the lake of eternal judgment, a burning hell? This is what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says about you. If you're a believer, let me ask you another question. What do you believe about the Lord Jesus? Do you believe, as the Scripture says, that he is the eternal God, that he was the one who came from heaven to be born of the Virgin, and to die on Calvary's cross, wounded and bruised and bleeding for your sins? Do you believe after being put to death, he lay dead 3 days before he was resurrected, and he was resurrected to validate the victory of Calvary's triumph, to prove that what he did at Calvary was sufficient for you? Do you believe that this very one who came of the Virgin and died for you and was resurrected is coming again? He said, even so, I come. Surely I come quickly. Friend of mine, do you believe all of this? Are you a believer indeed, or just a make-believer, just a pretender, just one who is an impersonator of the true Christian? Listen to these verses as we close. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. Where is that life? This life is in his Son, and he that has the Son has life, whereby ye may know that ye have eternal life. I trust you know it today. Be a believer. Amen.